Chamber music is the way into classical music for new audiences, if you ask me. And this season, the range and variety of chamber music in Honolulu is pretty amazing, partly because there's a new chamber series contender on the scene. Internationally acclaimed violinist Robert McDuffie knows it can be a cold, cruel world for classical musicians. That's why he built entrepreneurship into the program at his Center for Strings at Mercer University. Iolani grad bass player Christopher Yick is there soaking it up and says he realizes he benefited from so many classical music experiences in Hawaii growing up.
And now that I'm in college, I really wanted to create something, at least that would be artistically fulfilling, but also significant to the community as well.
A junior at the Center for Strings, Yick launched the Hawaii Chamber Music Festival, HCMF, in January when Robert McDuffie was in town performing with the Hawaii Symphony. In May, HCMF did a benefit chamber concert for Kauai flood victims. In August, a dinner for the Salvation Army. Coming up in the four-concert holiday series, an evening paired with luscious desserts will benefit a mentorship nonprofit called Common Grace. Tchaikovsky Prize-winning violinist Eric Silberger will perform Waxman's Carmen Fantasy with pianist on fire, Jonathan Korth. Expect to feel something. Are you going to be playing?
Yes, I will be playing, actually.
Yick will play Rossini's duet for cello and bass with cellist Josh Nakazawa, who's been performing recently with Jake Shimabukuro.
It starts off in the practice room. Obviously, I think all musicians can relate. When we are learning a piece, we want to be able to, bring justice to the piece. And for me, I like to give 110% when I'm practicing. And just in the moment of performing, the connections we make and how conversational it can be. Something especially as fascinating as the Rossini duet, that's when I really feel like we're bringing this piece to life. And we're hoping audience members can see that as well.
Chamber concerts are not about crowds. They're about listening and communing through sound. Noe Tanigawa for Hawaii Public Radio.
Thank you.